It's Nick D, Celebrity Name Game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun, let's start and play.
Right. There it is. There's your catchy theme song. And Dan will give us two cards each. As you know, Esmeralda, we do basically four rounds of this,
mm-hmm.
two of which are clued. They're connected. Two of which could be anything. And then we add up the scores, and whoever has the highest amount of at the end will be the winner.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is our first time playing this for the 2018 year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all ready.
Yeah. I've been training off days.
Yeah. Okay, you've been training. Now, Dan, we thank you for keeping track of the score and the time.
No problem.
And our first round is connected, and Esmeralda will give the clues to me to start off. And what's the little clue?
The Red Dragon, all about China.
Oh, boy. The Red Dragon, all about China. Okay, mm-hmm. We have 45 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
He does all the kung fu movies.
Bruce Lee.
No, the other one. The other kung fu man.
Jackie Chan.
Yes. Oh, it's this thing, and you can see it from space.
The Great Wall of China.
Yeah. He was their leader for a while. Bald, kind of bald. Well, no, he had hair on the sides. Kind of big face.
Skip.
This one, he's a Buddhist. And he's still alive, and he's the leader.
Dalai Lama?
Yes. This is one of the cities in China.
Beijing?
Yes. This was
10 seconds.
Okay. Who's the other kung fu guy?
Bruce Lee.
No, the other one. The tiny guy. Oh, he was in that movie with Aaliyah.
Time.
What?
Jet Li.
Okay.
Yeah.
There have been a lot more than just three kung fu stars.
Yeah, but not like that would be on a card.
In my world, they would.
Yeah, well, this isn't, Nick, this isn't your game.
See, that's the problem made. That's the problem with it. All right. Who was the leader? I'm such an idiot.
Mao
Zedong. Yeah, such a moron. Okay. What did I get there?
Four.
And then the one I skipped it because I couldn't think of anything. It was Confucius.
Mm.
I couldn't think of what.
Yeah, that's
how
a
to
tough
work
one.
That one.
That's a tough one. He would give wisdom, and you can sometimes find his wisdom in fortune cookies.
Oh, cool.
That's what I would have said. And you wouldn't have got Confucius on that, would you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes. Okay.
Big country.
Mm-hmm.
Country music superstars.
Oh, I was hoping it was about in a big country.
Yeah, I would have taken all those questions about that song and video. We did, however, have that on Skip Skipley gave us in a big country.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, big country superstars. So, you know, I'm going to know a lot about this because, you know, I'm such a big country music fan.
You love your country western.
Both kinds, country and western. Okay. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
He's on The Voice. He cheated on his wife with
Blake
Gwen.
Blake Shelton.
Right. She was on a sitcom, Red Hair.
Reba McEntire.
Right. He's married to Nicole Kidman. Australian. Tall guy, straight hair.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Okay.
Keith Thurman?
Yes.
Okay.
She won American Idol. Huge country.
Carrie Underwood.
Right. The guy got skipped. I got nothing. She was married to the producer. The guy screwed her over. No, wait, yeah. No, that's a different girl.
10 seconds.
She was her first name is something that you have when you pray. You have to have. It's a George Michael song.
Faith.
Right.
Oh, Faith Evans. Wait,
no.
That's another Faith.
No, that's a different. Faith Hill. Who was she? Was she married to anybody popular?
Yeah, yeah. She's married to what's his face?
Tim McGraw.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, because that was the one before, and I had no idea.
Yeah.
What to say?
I couldn't tell you anything other than he's married to her.
Yeah.
Who?
How many did we get there?
Four.
Oh, it's a tie.
Oh.
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 Okay. All right, now this could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
75 seconds on the clock.
3, 2, 1.
He never gets his time on Kimmel.
Oh, Matt Damon. That's a great clue. I'm sorry. I just had to say that.
This is in California where all the famous people hang out.
Hollywood?
Yeah, it's like a road.
Oh, Sunset Boulevard?
No, yeah. But
Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah, is that, but they call it like a...
Sunset Strip?
Yes. What's the big clock
Big Ben?
In England, yes.
You said big.
Oh, man.
Okay.
comedian, you don't like her. She wrote that book with the tattoo on her back.
Amy Schumer?
Yes. Alex Trebek hosts.
Oh, Jeopardy.
Yes. This basketball guy, I think he's California, Lakers.
Kobe Bryant?
Yes. This guy, he's a psychologist. It's always about your mother.
Dr. Phil?
No, older.
Oh, like, Freud. Oh, Sigmund Freud.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil.
who's that band? And it's got the Dave Grohl in it.
Foo Fighters.
Yes.
Time.
What?
What? You see me? I was making
drums.
Yeah,
I saw that. That was really good.
Making drumming.
You were doing the drumming thing, like that was going to help me. Because it's so difficult to figure out a band that has a drummer in it.
Yeah. Well, no, I couldn't remember.
You said Dave Grohl. That was good. All right. How many did we get there?
7 for a total of 11.
Okay. All right. You ready? Mm-hmm. All right. 75 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
It's the show where people come out and do a bunch of different acts, and Howard Stern gives them an X, or Howie Mandel is on it.
America's Got Talent.
Yes, of the villain on Star Wars in Star Wars,
Darth Vader.
Right. Used to be Bruce. Is now transgender.
Oh man. Caitlyn Jenner.
Right. This is an Apple device that you call people on.
iPod, iPhone.
Right. It's the Netflix show with all the girls in prison.
Orange is the New Black.
Right. Jane is his girlfriend. He swings on vines.
Tarzan.
Right. This is a Swedish place where you buy furniture.
IKEA.
You're not going to get this. This is one of the Hobbits. Full name? Sean Astin played him.
Flardor.
No. We're going to skip that one.
10 seconds.
He started Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Right. And this is a... not the moon, but...
The sun.
Right. Okay. Hobbit?
Time.
Frodo Baggins.
Oh.
You were never going to get that.
You should have said Bilbo.
I could have said that. You're right. I could have said that. I just went with Sean Astin because...
I would have gotten that first part.
No, he didn't. No, it's not Sean Astin. Elijah Wood played him.
Oh,
Sean Astin,
well, you ruined it.
Sean Astin played Samwise.
If you would have said that, I would
Sorry. Yeah, that would have got it for you. I can't believe you didn't go, he played Samwise. All right, what's the totals?
She got 9. For a new total of 13. So Esmeralda in the lead, 13 to 11.
Wow. Oh, good.
It's a tight game, everybody. All right. I hope I get some more country music people to identify. All right. We got a break here. Weather and traffic.
The love of a girl can make a man stay on when he should go. Stay on. Just
we got a theme here for Wild Card Wednesday, it seems, Dan.
I think this pick was inspired by the last one.
I would imagine. Mitch from Hobart chooses Gene Pitney, the man who shot Liberty Valance. Wow. All right, we're back. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here until 5. And, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Wednesday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we're in the middle of playing Celebrity Name Game. Esmeralda and I are quizzing each other and trying to guess all things. So, Dan, remind us where we are in terms of score.
Esmeralda's in the lead 13 to 11.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Told you. I was practicing.
You've been practicing, all right. All right, we're back. And Esmeralda, you have to, what is the clue?
Yes, social butterfly.
Uh-huh.
Facebook stuff.
Facebook stuff.
Facebook stuff.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
The guy who runs Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg.
The thing.
Poke?
Yes. Where did Mark go school-wise?
Harvard.
Yes. The movie that they did about
Social Network.
What do you do when you enjoy a
like
post?
It. You like it.
Yes. Who are the people on your...
Friends.
Yes. What is the thing that like you scroll through? What is that called?
Newsfeed.
Yes. Where do they all work and everything? Where are all the techie people
10
work?
Seconds.
Silicon Valley.
Yes. The guy that funded part of Facebook. He did Napster.
What the hell's his name? Sean, Justin Timberlake. Sean, what's his name?
Sean Parker.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
That was one thing. I was like, if I were Sean Parker, you know, and they cast Jason Timberlake at me, as mm-hmm. me, I'd be like, thank you. You've seen Sean Parker.
Yeah, he doesn't look like that.
Doesn't look like Justin Timberlake at all. So the fact that they cast him, I'd be like, you need to send a nice note to David Fincher.
Right.
Thanking him.
Because I feel like they could have found someone.
That looked more like the guy?
Completely.
Yeah. Timberlake's great in it, though. That's a great movie. It's a really great movie. I haven't seen that one in a while. So, all right. How many did we get there?
8 for a new total of 19.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
I love cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about animated movies.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I love cartoons, all about animated movies.
3, 2, 1.
It's about Woody and...
Toy Story.
Right. They're making a live-action movie out of it right now. Simba's in it. They hold the
Lion
kid up.
Lion King.
Right. We're looking for my kid. I'm a fish, and I'm looking for my kid.
Finding Nemo.
Right. He did the voice. He passed away. He was in Dead Poets Society. He did the voice of...
Robin Williams.
Yeah. A green ogre lives with a donkey.
Shrek.
Right. He did the voice of Woody.
Tom Hanks.
Right. I love this movie so much. It's a movie about a deer.
Bambi.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite movies. This is the movie where the two dogs are eating spaghetti and they're getting...
Lady and the Tramp.
Right. This is the Let It Go!
Frozen.
Right. And he doesn't want to grow up.
Peter Pan?
Yeah. There you go.
That's animated? Oh, that is animated.
Yes, it is animated.
I was thinking of Hook.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Robin Williams.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. All right. What do we got score-wise now? She's killing me.
All 10, yeah. 23 to 19.
23 to 19.
I'm telling you, practice.
You got a good partner. That's why.
Practiced. By myself.
Do you have the celebrity name game app?
No, I would just you know how like when people play chess by themselves, they just jump back
you
and
would,
forth?
You just go back. Yep. You actually physically would go mm-hmm. on the other side.
Yeah.
I see. All right. You wouldn't think of just playing with V.
No, I got real tired, too, running back and forth.
Oh, okay. All right. We got two more rounds here of anything.
Yes.
Anything at all.
Yes.
All right. So what do we got? 75 seconds when we're ready?
Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
The president.
Donald Trump.
The movie with Edward Norton and Brad Pitt.
Fight Club.
Yeah. Yes. the purple one.
Prince?
Yes. The place you go to, and it's all red. It's a store.
Target?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
She was on The View. Not Barbara Walters, but she was in the original
Whoopi
group.
Goldberg?
No, she was in the original group. She's,
Meredith Vieira?
Yes. Who's the head lady in royalty?
Queen?
Yes.
Just the queen?
It just says queen. I'm sure they're talking about the band.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I was thinking the other way.
All right.
He's in It's a Wonderful Life.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yes. The show with, what's her name from Seinfeld?
Julia Veep.
Yes. The big monkey man who...
King Kong.
Goes up the, yes.
The and, big monkey man.
And then, 10 seconds. Oh, she's an actress, and she talks like this.
Katherine Hepburn?
Yes.
Is that the last one?
Yeah. Yeah, we're done. That's like Katharine Hepburn.
Dan, did you think Katharine Hepburn was in the room
with
us? I
was just imagining Katharine Hepburn and Owen Wilson having a conversation.
Rose from the grave.
Wow. Wow.
Hello, Owen.
Wow.
It's a lovely day.
See, we should be on America's Got Talent. That's
yeah.
right there.
You would
Can
win.
You sing Kiss from a Rose as Owen Wilson and Katharine Hepburn?
Wow. All right, so where are we now? I can't win, right?
With 10, you have a new score of 29.
And she's got
23. So as long as she gets seven.
You get 7 out of 10, you walk away with $40 million.
Oh, wow.
I don't know where you're going to get it.
Right. Monopoly money.
Yeah.
$40 million.
This is for $40 million in Monopoly money.
Oh, exciting. Right,
in bit chips. Or bitcoins.
Not even bitcoins.
Just bit chips. Bit chips.
Now, are those chips that have been partially
that have been
eaten?
That's right. I got a container of half-eaten Lay's, and you get them.
Perfect. $40 million worth.
$40 million worth.
Is that what you did on vacation?
That's all I did was bite into chips and leave them. That's what I did for 2 weeks.
Oh, just, wow. Yeah. I mean, it would take a while, $40 million worth.
Yeah, I'm getting close. All right, so you need 7 to win, right? 6 to tie.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay. And we got 75 seconds on the clockerino.
3, 2, 1.
King of rock and roll.
Elvis.
Full name.
Elvis Presley.
He's a wooden liar whose nose grows.
Pinocchio.
Christy Swanson played her in the movie, and what's her name?
Buffy the Vampire
right.
Slayer.
The first two humans on the Earth, Garden of Eden.
Adam and Eve.
Right. The football player, the football team in Wisconsin that everybody in Chicago
the
hates.
The Packers. Green Bay Packers.
Right. The shark movie Steven Spielberg directed.
Jaws.
Right. He passed away. Space Oddity.
David Bowie.
Right. The main character in Back to the Future.
Marty McFly.
Right. This is a really annoying animal that a little rodent that runs around in the cities and they eat your garden and they
mice.
No, they're this big furry tail. And they,
squirrels.
Yeah.
Well, they're not annoying.
They're annoying. And he's a sex offender, and he was on the TV show on political TV show on Fox News.
Wow.
10 seconds.
What the hell was the name of his show? The
Bill O'Reilly?
Yes. Okay. What was the name of his show?
The O'Reilly Factor.
Oh, the O'Reilly. Okay, then that would have been no help. All right, Esmeralda, I believe, won, right?
Yay.
That is correct. Got all 10 for a total of 33.
Wow, that's good.
Do you have bags for these bit chips?
Yeah, I'll get them for you.
Okay, good.
I'll bring them in. I'll bring them in Thursday.
Okay.
Again tomorrow. I might need help dragging the sack upstairs. All right, that's going to end up on the show on Friday morning, I believe. Dragging the sack upstairs. It's a euphemism for other things, I think. You all right?
For bringing chips.
Bringing bit chips.
Yeah.
That's a new invention right there.
Bit chips?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to say bitcoins, but for some reason I said bit chips.
It's the change of the bitcoin.
That's right. All right. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. And from the Hollywood Reporter, Dan Feinberg will be joining us to talk all things TV and to take a look at the best and worst of TV from 2017. That's coming up, plus a lot more. All right, we'll take a break, and the news is coming up in just a few seconds.